Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Held reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is walked intentionally. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards the mound. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Smith reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Temple reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Power is safe. Power moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Power scores. Held moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs has Held trapped. There's the throw to Lawler and over to Martin, who tags Held for the out. Phillips moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Landis steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Martin strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Francona reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to third to double up Francona. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Power is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kirkland. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Martin reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Francona reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman now pitching. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Essigian now playing right field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Held hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Power picks up the ball and throws it to Temple, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Francona reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Held reaches third base with a triple. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Bell covering. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.